recap for me why the curbside recycling is the way it is right now, and just a little bit of background on that?
Sure. So glass has always been a bit of an economic challenge for Nashville, as well as, you know, many cities, it's particularly in Nashville. For example, we used to not be charged, at least when we brought our glass to the recycling center, and now we are charged. We pay $40 for every ton that we bring in. You know, when you look at recycling and different materials that are recycled, glass is definitely one of the lowest valued commodities out there that is recycled. Part of that has to do with if there's not really much of an end-use market and it's not easy to recycle it. You know, if you don't have an end-use market, then you don't really have recycling. Also, the fact that glass is hard on equipment. It, you know, a lot of wear and tear on the equipment. You have to have a special truck, generally. And it's very heavy and it's expensive to ship. Our glass is recycled, actually, in a plant in Atlanta. And, you know, while there are end uses for glass, you know, it can be used in, they're using it now, like, in reflective paint on highways. They're using it, you know, it can be, they use it to make, obviously, more bottles, fiberglass, things like that. But it's just sandblasting. There are industries that use recycled glass, but it's just not to the magnitude of the simplicity of, for example, the way we can recycle an aluminum can so easily. And 100% of it is recyclable, and it's back on the shelf in 30 days. Glass just doesn't have that simplicity.
All of that said, so I understand the hurdles, the challenges. It does seem like it's something you guys must hear questions about a lot, and I think even maybe some from some official channels lately. So where are we at, or what's being researched?
Yeah, so, and here is where I think we're in a really good place right now, or we're in a good direction. This has been, you know, an ongoing sort of frustration. How do we make this happen? And particularly, you know, in an area where, for example, in the downtown area where there's lots of businesses, and we actually did, and I want to call it like an unofficial audit, so maybe audit's not the right word, but we did look at glass. We studied glass in a particular area of the downtown, and over 50% of the trash in this one particular area was glass. And that told us a lot. You know, I mean, you can go downtown on any Friday or Saturday night. There's just so much glass that is being produced from these businesses. So we have been looking at what can be done. As we're looking at those costs again, you know, can this be done? Can glass be collected, even if we just try it as a pilot in the downtown area, in a cost-effective and environmentally sound manner? Of course, you know, if this was successful, we would absolutely be looking to go into other areas. But I'm glad that you brought it back to that, because I do want to make a point that's important. We have not made a decision, and we are going to be looking at other options as well, and we may be implementing a multitude of, several options, and sort of piloting all of them to see which ones take. I mean, we even were looking at, is there a space that we could put a smaller roll-off type of thing, and finding space is very difficult, or is there a parking lot spaces that we might be able to lease and see if we can get people to, you know, bring them closer, but then you've got issues about the loudness of the drop-off, people bringing glass, and, you know, glass makes noise when you throw it into drop-off, as you know. But that option's not, no option is off the table.